Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with the crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestor treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Christ is truly risen from the dead. There should be a response. What's the response? Come on, people. I know it's not Easter season, but we just heard about the resurrection. It should spark some interest for us. I want you to think of situations in your life that are memorable, something that has left an indelible mark on your heart, on your mind, that you just can't rid. It may be positive, it may be negative. But one of the things that has left a mark forever in my mind, I was a third-year medical student in Tucson, walking in on Saturday morning to University Medical Center. And I had maybe been there for 15 minutes, and then the code bells went off. And I was on internal medicine at the time, and we went to a code. It was a pediatric code of an 11-year-old little girl who had just received, within the last 24 hours, a heart transplant there at UMC. And the doctors and nurses, and again, I was the third year medical student, so I was many rows behind seeing what was going on. But I will never forget the diligence that those physicians, nurses, surgeons worked for almost 3 hours on that young girl. And I'll never forget when the attending physician said, "Stop." And he said, "Time of death, 11:03. That will be forever etched on my heart and in my mind what I experienced that day, that morning. But why? Why does death leave such a surreal experience on us? And I think when I was in that room at that time, I was not thinking of St. Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth that we read this morning. Because there's a finality that some think of death, that's it, it ends. But what is it for us? As we said, Christ is risen. We know the rest of the story. And if we don't believe that Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead, that he too will raise our mortal bodies, then my preaching is in vain, we are wasting our time, and we are the most pitiable of all people. In a few minutes, we will all proclaim the creed, which we profess every single Sunday. And we will pray this: I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. What does the resurrection of the dead mean? In the Apostles' Creed, we say the resurrection of the body. What does that mean to us? What does that mean to you? Do we truly believe what it means? Death is a result of sin. That was not God's plan. But he redeemed us. He conquered death. When we die, our body and soul separates. But that's not God's plan. The body and soul are meant to be together. The body is not just some physical structure, some believe, to carry the soul. They're inseparable. That is why we believe in the dignity of the body. That's why we bury the body. When we do have cremations, we bury the cremains. Why? Because the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead will raise our bodies. We will have a glorious body. And belief in the resurrection is crucial to our faith. The Catechism says that the Christian creed professes belief in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But more importantly, it also says that the creed discusses God's creative, saving, and sanctifying action that has culminated in belief of the resurrection. It also says that there is no teaching that has received more opposition than the bodily resurrection. How can this be? How is God going to raise our mortal body? You know what the foretaste of the resurrection of the body that we will experience one day is? The Eucharist. The body and blood. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. You eat my body, you drink my love, you will have life eternal within you. The Eucharist, bread, wine, earthly things out of creation. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit that transforms that into his body and blood. That's a foretaste. That's a foretaste of our bodily resurrection when Jesus comes again. So the resurrection is crucial for it. Why? Because it unites power and goodness. There's many people that are good. Christ was great. But his power of the resurrection surpassed anybody in history. And more importantly, it showed that love could conquer death. What does it mean for us? Look at the great saints, the martyrs that have gone before us. St. Thomas More, who in the 1500s was said to denounce the Catholic faith because King Henry VIII wanted to be head of the church because he wanted to get married again. You all know the song, King Henry VIII, I Am, okay? He'd been married many times before. St. Thomas More said no. Why? Because he believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. King Henry VIII sent his wife to jail to try to talk him out of it. And she says, you will live another 20 years if you denounce the Pope. And he says, interesting. He goes, maybe if you would have said 20,000 years, it maybe would have sparked my interest. But he said, in reality, never would I denounce, even for 20,000 years, to reject God and his church that will be with me for all of eternity. He knew the end of the story. So belief in the resurrection allows us to sacrifice with our lives, to make those difficult decisions, because we know the end of the game. We know the score. We know Jesus is victorious. It gives us wisdom. It allows us to make good choices to achieve good goals because our goal is to be saints, to be in heaven. But most importantly, what belief in the resurrection gives us is an unquenchable joy, a joy that can never be extinguished. Wisdom, sacrifice, joy. So as we continue this Holy Mass, let us ask for the Lord to help our unbelief, on the resurrection of the body, on the belief that the Lord will raise us up, and that belief in his resurrection will allow us to conquer any temptations that we deal with in our life. And when we profess the creed next, really believe what you're saying. Have it have different meaning, that you really believe in the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting.